You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
If he's horrible, week 1, 2, 3, 4, turn the football over, they're not going to stick with it because it brings down all the other positivity. You can't have the quarterback be the issue for half the season.
Brandon Tierney.
If Zach Wilson is not able to take a monster step forward because of Becton's absence, then Zach Wilson's not the guy.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan, 101.9 FM and the Odyssey app.
All righty, 10:02 on The Fan. What's happening? Tiki and Tierney show. What is good? Hey! And get shut out. And then get shut out. What's happening, Tiki?
BT, you know I'm not the Yankee fan that you are. By the way, let's real quickly... Thank you, Yankees and Judges Chambers, for taking care of us last night.
Just we had
an unbelievable time.
But we talked about that part. You ignored that.
I need to say this because of what I'm about to say.
Oh.
So, you know, I became a Yankees fan later in life.
Uh-huh.
I did not grow up a Yankee fan like you did. So I don't have this institutional or emotional historical knowledge of the history of
the team.
You're
not psychotic, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
So understood.
Like all those fans that were sitting around us last night. It was awesome. And that's a totally different story.
And Met fans are the same way. We'll get to you guys.
I came into my Yankee fandom in a different way.
Yeah.
It was because I started to hang out with some of these guys. I met and got really close with CeCe Sabathia. Really, my wife got close with Amber. And around 2013, 2014, he was still playing. And so I'm watching him. I became a fan because I'm watching my buddy go out and do what he does. And he was good. And then he got hurt and then he got healthy and he learned how to pitch. And it was so my fandom was through a specific portal. It wasn't necessarily because I grew up a Yankee fan. And but being in that fandom the way that I was, I kept hearing the same things. Like, this team is going to win a World Series. This team is geared up to win a World Series. This team should win a World Series this year. And just going back and looking at it, in 2015, they lost in the wild card round. They didn't make the postseason the next year in 2016 and 2017. We all know that was the Houston Astros cheating year, but they lost in the CS. But again, that was a good team. I'm listening to all this World Series chatter like, all right, maybe they're right. Maybe they can get there. And then the next year, they lose in the DS 3-1 in that series. They lose in the championship series again to the Houston Astros. They lose in the DS the following year. They lose the wild card last year with that whole Gerrit Cole blow up against the Boston Red Sox. Yet every year that I've been a Yankee fan in the sense of being a Yankee fan, all I've heard is this is a World Series team. It's World Series or bust for this Yankees team. This team has all the makings to be a World Series team. Look at what Girardi did back in the day. Look at what Boone has done. 103 games, 100 and something games. Every year I get this expectation that the Yankees are a World Series team, and if they don't, they are underachieving. Well, I got news for you. I got news for you, Yankees fans. I got news for you, Yankees. This team is not a World Series team. They are too old. They are not innovative in how they design their squad, how they bring up and nurture prospects.
Although that might be changing with the kids coming
maybe.
Up, but I got you.
They're
keep
not,
going.
They're not current in how they play baseball. They're current to baseball a decade ago, two decades ago, and it's like, hit as many home runs as you can. They're not reliable, and they're not fun when they get this way. And so when I think about what's going to happen now, and in the future, if Aaron Judge decides to bounce, if some of these other prospects who they've touted and put so much pressure on don't work out, how can Yankee fans sit here and scream, we're a World Series team? You can't. You got to change your destination point, Yankees fans. They're a playoff team. I want to hear that from now on. My Yankees are a solid playoff team, because that's about all you're getting, and it's all you've gotten for the last decade or so, BT. Not my immediate takeaway from last night, but when I coalesced it all together from my, let's say, decade and a half of fandom as opposed to your 40 years, this team is not a World Series team every single year. So stop saying it, Yankee fans. You can't disagree.
I would love to refute that, but I'm not going to waste anybody's time even attempting to refute that. It's funny. Because I went from never expecting to win a World Series
to always expecting
to win a World Series. Although, you know, that expiration point for me kicked in a couple of years ago. There's a limit on that, and I do think that I do think the number's waning. I don't think there's many Yankee fans. I don't hear them. I don't interact with them. The callers don't really. You get the occasional, it's a long season. They'll be fine. They'll recalibrate. But for the most part, I think most Yankee fans know this ain't good. And right now, and we'll see with the kids. Again, it's not confirmed by the Yankees, but Florial, Cabrera, they're on the way up. There's some injuries and maybe an infusion of youth. Maybe this kind of changes things. And I've referenced 2005 when the Yankees brought up Robinson Cano and Chin-Ming Wong, who won back-to-back 19 games in a row, 2 years in a row, was a really good Yankee. Maybe it would have gone down as a potentially great Yankee if he didn't get that stupid Linz Frank injury running the bases at Houston, as a quick aside. But you got to remember, number one, Cano, despite, you know, the steroids aside, was a phenomenal, phenomenal hitter. We don't know what these kids are bringing to the table. Nice. And the other thing, you know, here's one thing I do hear a lot, all right? Those Yankee fans who believe that this is just a little bout of... There's a little malaise that they're about to, you know, I can't even speak today. There's a little malaise that they're about to burst out of, right? You hear this a lot. Well, the 2000 Yankees, they were able to recover. Let me just, I know this is 20 plus years ago, but if you're going to cite history, you've at least got to be accurate. And here's the difference. So on September 13th of that team went on to beat, who did they beat? The Metsies World Series. Now, the 2000 Yankees beat them. That was the Subway Series, right? But that team had also gone back-to-back. They were back-to-back defending champions. So when they get to the middle of, not to mention the one in 96 as well, and the loss to the Indians in 97, Mo giving up the bomb to Alomar, very good Yankee team, probably should have won four in a row. But the middle of September that year, they're 84-59. Cruising, 25 games over 500. You know what they did the rest of the year?
No, tell me.
3-15.
Wow, that sounds like on the pace they're on right now.
I hear you. And I'm going to tell you why it's very different, though. Okay, this is not me trying to convince Yankee fans that because it happened in 2000. No, that's not where I'm going. I'm going the exact opposite. And by the way, their final seven games that year, they mustered up a total of 15 runs, which is exactly what plagues this team. They're not hitting. The difference is... That team, all right, aside from the championship DNA that I referenced with the back-to-back chips, Derek was 26, Posada was in his late 20s, Tino was in his early 30s, Bernie was still in his prime at 31, Mo was 30, Pettit was 28, and you had dogs everywhere. Clemens, El Duque, guys that you, not to mention Torrey, guys that you knew. Now, I didn't know for sure that they were going to rebound and win the World Series. I'm not trying to say that 22 years later. When I found out it was going to be the Mets, I knew we were going to win. But going, I got to give a lot of season. But going into the playoffs, I was worried. But there was at least the hope and not a delusional possibility that they would recover. But it was hope rooted in previous performance. That does not apply to this team.
Because this team doesn't
have... They haven't done a damn thing together.
Doesn't have that previous performance.
They've done nothing together.
And look, last night was... It's typical of what's been going on. And being at the game, you felt the energy, the expectation. What David Cohn was talking about a night ago or two nights ago from today, where he said, this team wants to cheer.
The fans.
Yeah, but
the fans came here wanting to cheer.
Yeah, but they're ready to boo.
But
man,
they're ready to boo. And it's funny because and we'll tell you more about the chamber later for sure. And I echo Tiki's sentiments. Yankees treated us very well. Really, really deeply appreciative. Awesome experience. But, you know, I was sitting with my son. I'm sitting with some listeners. Tiki's sitting next to a listener. At one point, he turns to me because I'm one row behind Tiki in the chamber. And he says, they want to boo almost.
You're right. You can feel it.
You can feel it.
That's right.
It was an angst, a heaviness, a disgust.
Happened.
And it was a disconnect.
And it was unfortunate because Nestor actually had a good outing except for one pitch.
Yep.
He left one out there for Rosarena and he smashed it. Other than that, he was great. But even with just three runs, you expect this Yankees team, after what they started the season doing, to at least threaten.
I didn't expect it last night. I got to be honest with you.
If it wasn't for Benintendi, who then get knocked around by Florio, so he comes in, they get a run, there was no offense.
Yeah.
I mean, you almost knew when Judge struck out looking his first time that the team was going to be in trouble because they become so dependent on Aaron Judge. It's frustrating. It is beyond maddening. And you hope, I think, in some desperate way, that these young kids that they're bringing up, not young, but you know what I mean, these kids
they're
that
they're young. They're young.
Yeah, but they're not like 20. You know what I mean? Florio's 24.
Florio's 24. Cabrera's a little bit younger, 22, 23. By the way, why isn't Peraza up? Do you know what Peraza did last night?
No, I didn't see.
Went 3-for-5, banged his 17th home run, stole his 29th base. Now, Florio, I hope they actually give the kid a chance.
Yeah.
But I'm not really convicted. I don't view him. To me, he's more of a Band-Aid with all due respect to the young man. Not that he can't provide a little surge of energy. Hopefully that happens. Cabrera is 145 pounds. Now, he's got a little pop. But to me, Peraza was the guy that I wanted to see.
Yeah.
That's what I've been screaming for.
But
at least we're getting something.
But he's also the same type of hitter that they have here. Now, because Torres is trying to swing for the fence every time again.
We are back to that for sure.
We're back to...
And we've been back to that. He's been in a horrendous funk.
One swing and let's change the game.
Yeah.
That's not happening. That's not how you do it.
Can I ask you a question?
When you're in a slump, you don't swing harder when you're in a slump.
We were talking about this last night, and I want you to express this. Then we're going to get to these calls. 877-337-6666. We'll get to the Mets. This is where you're lucky. Who do you got going the next two? You got Scherzer, DeGrom. Don't worry, we're getting to that. But I asked Tiki last night, we were talking about this, like what a pro... I don't mean somebody that is not on the trajectory of greatness. And if you're a pro athlete, you have gifts that are different than all of us, all right? But how does a pro athlete, with the coaching, the tools, and the ability to get to that stage to begin with, not on some level compartmentalize and understand and change? I don't mean that you're suddenly going to hit home runs, but your approach.
Yeah.
How do you not realize if you're Gleyber Torres... That you've got to change your swing.
Because he's letting the moment be bigger than the larger than the bigger picture, right? That moment where I'm the hero. I'm going to fix this. As opposed to, let me just get on base and let's create something together, as opposed to I'm doing it myself. So much of that team effort last night, or lack of a team effort last night, except for Benintendi and Andujar. The lack of a team, it felt so individual. It was weird. Like watching Judge come up, everybody's now standing up like, all right, Judge is going to do this now. Right? It felt like that the entire night. Like it was just
going to be
an individual as opposed to the team that found their way out of a Nestor mistake.
So like when you put a couple on the turf, I would imagine, of course, you hold it high. You're invested emotionally in the mechanical aspect of holding the ball, but
that's
there's
right.
got to be some part of you who's saying, man, I want to rip off an 80 yards, just take it to the house, shut everybody up, and it makes it worse.
Yes, you have to fight that instinct.
Okay.
You have to fight the instinct and just get back to not thinking.
Because
when you're trying to so hard, you're thinking about it. But when you get back to just executing and not thinking, all right, I got to take my sidestep, my rotating of my off leg, get downhill, see the blocking, all right, trust that it's going to open here and just hit and stop, you know, dancing and trying to make holes, creating things out of nothing. Baseball's the same way. Don't think. Just go back to what you already have known and trained yourself to be ready for. And the Yankees aren't doing that right now. And they're not hitting. And it doesn't matter how good or bad their pitching staff is because they're not scoring runs.
Mm-hmm.
Three runs is a quality start for seven innings.
No question. If you just tuned in, you know, and I don't disagree, Tiki's take out of the chute here is Yankee fans, and I think the numbers are certainly dwindling, but just the way we perceive this franchise, if you're still walking around saying World Series or bust, you got to modify what you think. because if you don't, then you're not really watching the product. And I can't disagree. This team doesn't look like they're even ready. This team looks like a first-round exit. This looks like the team that lost to the Angels in the early 2000s or the Tigers when A-Rod was bumped down the lineup with Torrey. Actually, it might be worse. 877-337-6666 inside of our studio, the Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends there remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Again, we'll tell you some stories from the chamber. We had a great time, but right now, you guys want to let loose a little bit, I would imagine. Mets, we'll get to you later, I promise. Anthony on Long Island. What's up, Anthony? How you doing today?
What's going on, guys?
Thanks, good,
first
Anthony.
Time calling. Lifelong Giants fan, Yankees fan, Tiki is man.
Appreciate you.
Just want to air out what you guys already have been airing out about these Yankees. Even what Tiki just said about, you know, world that they're not a World Series or bust, and you guys got to wake up if you still think that. I don't even think they're I don't even think that you should even call them a playoff team. Now they're going to make the playoffs, obviously, but as a Yankee fan, my expectation if the playoffs started right now is that they would get swept in the first round.
Mm. Wait. Literally, Anthony, I'm not going to necessarily sweep. I wouldn't say sweep, but independent of opponent, just a broad brush, no matter who they play. Yanks are going home. Twins sending them home.
I think so. I don't think they beat.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Twins in a series. Right
I don't agree with that. Respectfully, I disagree.
And this is what I think. Why it's not even more of the runs that they can't score, or whatever. That's something that, you know, I guess could change on any day. But it just seems that they're finding ways to lose. It's like when a team is full of losers, they'll find a way to lose. They could be up. They could be up in the top of the ninth by four runs, and you just have that feeling in the dugout as a player, you know, like usually
something's
going to
go wrong. Something's going to go wrong. Like Clay Holmes, who was elite for the first half of the season,
like,
all of a sudden can't find the strike zone.
And now hurt.
And now he's hurt. Right? No matter what's happening, it just never seems to work out for you. Appreciate your call, Anthony.
Yeah, no, it's hard not to feel that way. And if you're just one of these, you know, 2, 3, 4 percentile where everything's rosy, they'll find a way. I've been a Yankee fan since the 60s. We're great. That's fine.
But the same thing.
But I'm envious of that mindset because I do not share that.
We're watching this game, and we've had this conversation on air multiple times. It was where's the answer? Like what's the solution? How do you move this back to at least closer to what it was a month ago? I mean, not even a month, maybe 2 months ago at this point.
At this point, it's 36, 37 games.
That's
man.
Right. So 2 months ago, when they were the best team in baseball, how do you get that back? There's a swagger, like there's a mojo, there's a confidence. It's all of these things that you talk about when you're talking about successful people or athletes that they used to have.
Mm-hmm.
How does it disappear?
Well, go ahead.
And, you know, we've heard this so many times about the Jordan Montgomery trade. And I don't want to put it on one guy leaving the locker room, but when a guy who is a career Yankee, right, and is a quality lefty arm who obviously had great relationships with everybody in that locker room, because when he got traded, everyone was shocked, right? I think when you disrupt something without knowing what the outcome is going to be, you put yourself in a situation where you can't control the emotions of the team, right? And I think they miscalculated that. Now,
but they weren't playing well. It's not like they were. I'm not necessarily disagreeing.
But something
it extended it.
Something changed.
But right? They weren't playing well before it.
Yeah,
they really weren't.
Yeah, I hear you, but it didn't feel dire.
Well, because they were still
dire.
A
they
week or two.
They went 21 innings without a run.
No, I hear you. Wait, 21. But, so you're telling me, and I'm not even going to really say no, but I guess I'm more asking, although I don't really believe this, but I'll remain open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that on some direct or even indirect level, the Yankees' bats are now impotent because emotionally something changed when Montgomery was dealt?
I don't know.
I mean, how do you make that correlation?
I can't.
How does that impact Josh Donaldson?
Because Josh Donaldson's just
been
having
a
bad
he's
the bad example.
That's true.
But when you heard all of these guys talk about, I don't know, there's just like a...
The energy leaves
the
room.
I mean,
maybe there's something to that.
There was something depressive.
Maybe.
And I'm not saying depressing.
There was
something depressive about that trade. And you heard it from the guys talking about it, when they talked about it.
Yep.
Now, I don't know his relationship. I'm not in that clubhouse. I have no idea. But something changed, and it was significant, and it was everywhere. It wasn't just, you know, oh, well, Gleyber Torres now is in a funk. Oh, yeah, IKF is now in a funk. Like, everybody was in a funk all of a sudden.
Yeah.
The dynamic has shifted.
But
with
if they're
Yankee
that fragile,
team.
They were going nowhere anyway. It's not like he's your ace, who went down with Tommy John.
Which was exactly my point
yep.
to start this show. This team is not crafted or equipped to be, we're a World Series team, no matter how good you look on paper.
877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney here on The Fan. How do you disagree with what he just said? How do you? I don't care how creative you are. How do you disagree with it and believe it? Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. All righty, 1027 on The Fan. What's happening? Appreciate you guys hanging out with us Monday through Friday. 10 to 2, Tiki and Tierney show. We're going to get back to these calls and really, really fire through them. I know you guys are confused, ticked, all that stuff.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mets Braves, we'll get to that later. Hey, the Utah Jazz are getting antsy. What does it mean for the Knicks with Donovan Mitchell? We'll get to that as well. 877-337-6666. Just, I want you to consider one thing if you didn't hear yesterday's show. This to me, listen, we could sit here all day and lament, and we will, and we have, about these woes offensively that are maddeningly, you know, frustrating to watch. What I think is almost more interesting, which is really code for more worrisome, is that to me, at least internally, how I processed the whole Aaron Judge thing, it was always my only fear, and I never thought this would happen, because I've been on the record from day one, Judge isn't going anywhere, all right? And I'm still going to remain married to that conviction. But I did realize, all right, man, I mean, if there's some rogue offer out there, 10 years, 400 mil,
yeah,
which is ludicrous for somebody that age, even though we love Aaron Judge, then anything's possible. But that was also at the height of the Yankees destroying everybody, when things felt good, when everybody was rolling, and ridiculous as they were, comps to 98. You've got to now process in. You've got to look at it through a different prism. And I know that they're kind of separate, but one is now and one is big picture. The Yankees now and the future with or without Judge. But if you're Aaron Judge, you're 31. You have no championships.
Yeah.
You look around. Do you see a championship team?
No.
Neither do I.
No.
And I wonder if that's going to fuel his decision more than I thought.
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. One, exactly what you just said, the championship thing. But two, a team that didn't really respect him when it came to offering him an elite-level deal. It was, as we discussed, fair. But is Aaron Judge a fair player?
No.
He is a great player. Therefore, you should give him a great offer. I mean, simply putting it that way should tell you how disrespected he felt by that Yankees offer.
Listen, Teague, you and I, we always joke around. You know, the whole dating apps and stuff, right? We were married before those things came out.
Yeah.
Thank God. That who knows where that would have gone. But anyway, to me, it's kind of like, you know, if you're into this, and I don't blame you if you are, if you know, you want to find somebody, right? Or just have some fun. You swipe in, and you're like, eh, she's all right. Or eh, he's all right, but I haven't been on a date in a while. I'll meet him for dinner or whatever. You know, that's the offer. Eh, it's all right, but I expected a lot more.
Exactly right.
That's where I... could you imagine? Hey, Hop, did you ever hop on those things before you got married to Nikki? You're a little bit younger than we are. You had to have a little fun with that.
Yeah, I dabbed into it a little bit.
Yeah,
it was fun times.
You have fun for us?
I had fun for everybody. I had fun for myself, first of all.
Of course you did.
Fun for everybody. Listen, it is what it is. At that point in time, that's one of the things you did. It was the trend.
Oh, how awesome would that have been?
Yeah, right.
Let's move on. Let's get Neil.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Neil's in the Bronx. What's happening, Neil? How you doing?
How you doing, guys? Thank you for taking my call. It's not only the fans that it's World Series a bust, but wasn't this organization built that way? Either they get to the World Series or the season is a loss?
Yeah.
Used to be.
Yeah, used to be.
You know,
that was not that way.
They were thinking, and I'm going to say something about Aaron Judge. This is going to be my take that's going to probably break, the straw of the camel's back. If the Yankees don't get to the World Series, it doesn't matter how much money they offer Judge, he's going to go to a team that's going to get to the World Series because he's not getting any younger, and he wants to win. I'm pretty sure he wants to win some rings.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, Neil, and I think about this in a couple of ways, just from being a former professional athlete. Like, you come into the league, and it's regardless of the league, and you're saying to yourself, man, am I good enough to be here? And eventually, if you're good, you're like, all right, I belong here. I feel good. I'm confident. I know I'm going to go produce. And then the next step becomes, all right, I know I'm good. I want to get paid, right? Let me be paid like one of the best. And then eventually, at some point, if you're there long enough and you haven't won a championship, you're like, yeah, I kind of want a championship. I want to go somewhere I can get a championship. Now, the great teams in sport flip those last two. So they get guys wanting to win a championship before they care about getting paid. New England Patriots are at 100% that way. Right, you look at some of these other teams that have won Super Bowls. The Kansas City Chiefs were this way. Pat Mahomes won a Super Bowl before he got paid. Right, and so it's the great team that can flip that. Right, they can put a team together inexpensively, win a championship, and then all of a sudden, guys are like, "Yeah, now I need to go get mine." The Yankees haven't been able to win a championship, so Judge is now forced to be like, all right, I'm getting old. I need to get paid. Mm-hmm. We haven't won a championship yet. I need to get paid. So I hear what Neil is saying, right? Yeah, I want to be on a team that, you know, wants to win a championship. I need to get that ring. It's going to solidify my legacy. I guarantee you what Aaron Judge wants more than anything is to be broke off like he deserves to be broke off.
I can't dispute that. I think you're right.
Championship is there. It's obviously a goal for everybody.
Yep.
But he's made $17 million in 7 years.
And he's the best player in baseball.
That's right.
Right now. Zach's in Rockville Center. What up, Zach? How you doing today, buddy?
Dodge, what's going on? I was at the game last night with my wife. And
okay.
All day, I was like, you know what? We got to go over. We got to say what's up to Tiki and Tierney. Give him a wave, you know, because I call you guys all the time. I didn't have the energy or want or care to even leave my seat. It was like we were sitting at a wake. And, you know, you see these guys get up. You know, like Josh Donaldson, man. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. You know, you have Gleyber Torres leading off.
Yeah,
you know, and
again,
it's like, and now it's like they can pitch to Judge because there's no one else around them that's going to hurt them.
Yeah, that's right.
So, well, I'm sorry, pitch around Judge. Yep. I mean, so Judge isn't going to see anything. I think this is the Yankees this year. You know, like I was saying, I love an August slide. You know, I love a team to hit the skids in August to kind of reevaluate what they got, to take a good look at themselves in the mirror. But guys, I think this is it, and it's miserable, man.
Yeah, not a 3-15 slide. No.
Zach, did you go to a lot of games or no? Or just last night?
Okay. I go to a hell of a lot of games. It's so much easier. I live on Long Island. It's so much easier to go to Citi Field, so I do go to a lot of Met games as well.
I hear you.
But you know,
no, I get it.
Are you a Yankees fan? Or are you a Mets fan?
Diehard Yankees fan.
No, Zach, by the way, don't listen to him. Zach, I get it. Because growing up in Brooklyn, going to Shea Stadium, it was a lot easier to jump on the Belt Parkway to get to Shea. And my dad's also an old Dodger fan. Now, he would take me up to the Bronx because I'm a Yankee fan, but I get it. Don't explain to him.
I worked for the railroad, so it cost me nothing to get to the game.
Oh, that's great.
But, Zach, my question was
this. You got travel costs taken care of. That's
traffic
awesome.
Wasn't bad getting out, by the way.
Oh, it wasn't.
It wasn't bad.
I'm talking about it doesn't cost him anything travel-wise.
Nothing. Yeah. Not a dollar to get there.
That's awesome. But, Zach, before you go real fast, I mean, so I asked you if you go to a lot of games because I wanted to get the sense where there's been other seasons, not necessarily where the Yankees have looked so great to start and now fallen on such hard times quickly. But, you know, at the end of the Jeter era, there were some lean years, blah, blah, blah. Did you get the same feeling in previous years with other recent Yankee teams like you did last night?
No, I haven't. Not in a long time. I mean, even in, what was it, 2016, when, you know, they were going towards the end of the year, I think they had to sweep the Red Sox in four games at Fenway to even be relevant in early September.
Yep.
Even then, there was more energy, man. I don't know what it is, and I look forward to hearing what you guys have to say.
I want you to be miserable with me. Well, Zach, I'm glad you wanted to come over. I'm disappointed that the Yankees played so poorly that you didn't come over.
Yeah, I mean, he was probably like 10 feet from us. He couldn't even muster up an inch. He's probably right in right field.
He's waiting for something great to happen so he feels good. Like, ah, good, I can go.
Well, we almost got it with Benintendi shot.
Yeah.
That was a close one.
It still only been a run.
I know, but it would have been double what we had. And just two quick asides. One I already mentioned. And I thought this would be the case. Doesn't assure that he'll wind up at the Garden. But listen, I was telling you from minute one with this whole Donovan Mitchell-Knick thing that the Knicks had the hammer, at least for this offseason. Now, it changes next year and the year after, OKC, their assets, blah, blah, blah. But nobody has the ability to offer more than the Knicks.
That's right.
Okay. So when I said everybody to relax, chill, let this come to them, I think it was partially embraced, but also met with a little skepticism, like, no, you got to go get him. Well, what happened yesterday was Utah, according to Shams, reached out to the Knicks and re-engaged them on Mitchell conversations. And they want to get this done by training camp. That's good. That's very good. Now, there's also two other teams entering the fray. How much is real? Who knows? But the Knicks have the best to offer, and let's hope this thing gets done. We'll do that a little later. This is also a big day for the Jets here. Today, at 1 o'clock, they'll announce, Teague, the three senior finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Interesting.
And the way that goes, basically, if you're one of the three, you're guaranteed to get in. Joe Klecko.
Yep.
Joe Klecko hopefully gets the call for the final three.
So. No, he was great, and he kind of gets overlooked. He's one of those all-decade type players that just gets lost in the conversation. And once that happens, you just never get discussed again. And
it's true. Never won a championship, even though they were pretty good a couple of those years.
Yep.
You know, that's a crazy part. You talk about, like, the history of the Jets, and we went through this with Zach, this fatalistic view, even though he's going to be all right. Yeah, every year is pretty much torture. But, like, when I first started watching the Jets, it's a hell of a team, man.
Yeah.
Klecko, Gastineau, Marty Lyons, Freeman McNeil, Wesley Walker, Mickey Schuler, Lance Mell, Leahy the kicker. You know, I mean, Todd wasn't very good, but I mean, there were some players on that team, you know? Hopefully Klecko gets the goal. We all know he deserves it. 877-337-6666. Oh, we've got an outlier.
Uh-oh.
47 minutes, and because we are fair and balanced.
Sometimes.
Rich Rumpson on the Fan says Yankees will be okay. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, guys. I spend hours in the car and listen to you guys every day. It's a great show.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, man. Really appreciate that commitment. Thank you, Rich.
I want to make a couple points if you give me the opportunity. First of all, the worst thing everybody's doing, I think, is comparing to 2005 and 1998. Sports are like a snowflake. Everything is different. So to compare teams is a little unfair, first off.
Okay.
Second of all, I think a lot of the problem came when Stanton went down. He went down right after the All-Star break, and that's when he just protected Rizzo a little bit more, who protected Judge a little bit more, and just added length to the line.
Yep.
Lineup. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's, you know, it's a long season.
Now maybe he shouldn't have played the All-Star game. I don't know. I mean, just a guess.
One of the quotes I liked, and I can't, I'm remiss at who the quote is, but you're never as good as you are when you're winning and never as bad as you are when you're losing.
I made that quote up 119 years ago. That was me. It directly to me.
I apologize for not recognizing you. But it's a long season, you know? There's still someone, you know, they're going to be someplace in the middle. And you know what? they get a little healthy come September. You get maybe Carpenter back. Maybe you get Severino back.
A lot
back.
Of maybes in there. The
contingencies, Rich.
But I get it. You know, but Loaisiga, Chapman, they're pitching better. You know, it's the same team that won 40, or is over 40 games over 500, right? With an addition of Benintendi as opposed to Gallo. The same players, you know? It's the back of your baseball card.
They're the same names, but they're not the same players. And maybe they go back to kind of like, maybe Donaldson has a little renaissance and goes on a 5-week tear. We thought we kind of had that. Rich, thanks for the call, man. But he's just been a complete zero this year.
Yeah.
The fluctuations with Torres. I don't even know who these guys are. They're not consistent.
I can get down sometimes with the law of averages and returning to the mean, whatever that means in your mind. But if I look at it individually, forget the big picture. I'm just going to you go get granular for a second. And you go look at Anthony Rizzo, who's hitting sub-220 right now. I know he's got 27 bombs, but he's hitting sub-220. He's had back issues. Hasn't been healthy. Gleyber Torres has reverted, at least offensively, to that player that BT loathed coming into the season. Now, he got himself right for a minute, but now he's regressed back to that, right? IKF has always been light hitting. He's a really good defender in theory, but is he? I don't know. He's been here for, you know, maybe he's got some cream putting in his coffee, but he hasn't drank it yet, right? Josh Donaldson is old. Joey Gallo's gone. Now he's raking out.
Good home run last night, by the way.
Exactly. Aaron Hicks, need not comment. Aaron Judge is going to win the MVP. Fantastic. Stanton, historically, has always been hurt.
Yep.
And guess what? He's hurt and on the 10-day IL. DJ LeMahieu, who 3 years ago was fantastic and led the league in a lot of statistical categories, is 33 years old, and he's hurt.
Big toe.
Kyle Higashioka, I don't know if he's doing it yet. Exactly. Matt Carpenter's got a broken foot.
I love him, though.
Stop me when you get to the point where you're like, yeah, but all that's going to be okay. Problem is, and Andrew Benintendi might be the blight spot. Uh-huh. He's hitting 305 or whatever he's hitting.
But he was hitting 321 when he got him.
That's right.
But he's a good player.
Yeah.
A good player.
He's hitting 211.
He's a good player. I'm not worried about him.
Florio, we hope. Right? Cabrera, we hope. There's nothing that's definitive. There's nothing that you can say this is going to get right. Mm-hmm. Guys are old. They're injured, broken down. They've lost motivation. Back to that whole Montgomery thing that we talked about, which is it's not definable, but it just feels like that's what's going on here a little bit. And their pitching staff and bullpen aren't where they were. So I know it's a long season and it's going to get right, but I don't believe that. Like, you can say that. It's a cliche, but I don't believe that that's just going to happen because it's, you know, 162 games and this is just a stretch of 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't vibe with me because you're not actually doing anything. I'm talking about the Yankees, not the fans. They're not actually doing anything to correct it until today if they bring up Floreal and Cabrera. But still.
I wanted Peraza, but I'll take this. I mean, Tiki's spitting some hard truths right now. I mean, if we're just leaning on, well, it's a long season, you know, that I'm already past that expiration point.
A long season doesn't help the issues that the Yankees have.
It can
have.
Make them worse.
Exactly.
You're right. The more you play, the more exposed you are.
That's right.
I'd almost rather play a short series because forget about the Yankees, but just in theory, give me the best 2 out of 3 or one game wacky stuff because, you know, the team that's inferior can get a little lucky, a little random, blue base hit, somebody gets hurt, bad call, but even though with replay it's mitigated. But you get the point. I'm going to put it this way because I agree with everything you said. If I walked into Yankee Stadium last night, instead of having a beer and hanging in the chamber and hanging out with fan listeners and having an awesome time, right? Going to the Hard Rock, chatting with Coney. Oh, I got to tell you what, I got to share a story later. David Cone ruined my night.
Wow.
Ruined it.
Wow.
Well, he made it awesome.
Yeah.
I'm saying this with a smile. Then he ruined it because the questions I got on the ride, I'll tell you after.
He also didn't sign your...
That had nothing. I love Coney.
You also didn't ask.
I didn't ask. That's not the point. If I went to the stadium last night as a scout, all right, just as a scout, and my eyes were transfixed on the entire diamond, and I just boom, 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 dart to different positions, watch guys get down the line, watch guys defensive, their lateral movement. I'll tell you who I would like. okay? And he didn't have a good game. You love Judge. I like Benintendi because he's got a little something of everything.
Yes.
And I do like Trevino. Nobody else impresses me.
No.
Nobody.
Especially when Glaber tries to take he's on the relay from catcher on a stolen base attempt, tries to swipe it without catching the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
And lets the runner go to third.
Yeah.
Thank goodness Nestor gets the guy out, pops out, so that ends the inning.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean.
And obviously, I would have been impressed with Nestor. I'm talking about position players. There's no juice. There's no juice. They are very
swaggerless.
They are swaggerless. They're without swag.
Mm-hmm.
They are without bounce. And they are without the talent that we kind of thought that they had for a while. They fooled us for a while.
They did.
You know?
And again,
they look terrible.
It's because they're aged and they're inefficient
and
they're lacking motivation.
And they're poorly constructed. Again, don't bury the lead. 55 minutes into the show, if we're going to talk about the Yankees' macro view, you cannot ignore Brian Cashman. I'll even pass over Aaron Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Cashman. Cashman is the guy who built this. Cashman is not the guy who developed the core four.
But
would be Stick Michael.
But
what has he developed?
But you know what? I feel like
he bought DeShera.
Cashman.
He bought CeCe. He bought Burnett.
What
has he developed?
I feel like Cashman is just trying to sustain something right now.
Sustain what?
Whatever. He's just how you get to a point where you've spent a lot of money for a lot of years.
Yes, I went to Disney 3 weeks ago and I'm broke.
That's right. That's right.
It's hot as hell. Now I'm piss poor.
And you're like, why is this fun?
Yeah, Hop's coming soon. Hop, how you there, buddy? Hey, lucky, at least you're in radio. That'll be able to offset the costs.
Oh, yeah, I'm not in debt.
Facetiously stated.
But the next time you think about going to Disney, you're gonna say, yeah, maybe we can like...
I'm not going to Disney for a couple of years.
Maybe just a little bit cheaper, right? We're going to have some fun.
Yeah, we're going to go to Great Adventure instead. Pretend it's Disney.
We're
going to drive down to Jackson.
We're not
gonna, hey, kids, Mickey moved.
We're not going to overspend for our fun. Uh-huh. I feel the Yankees feel like that. So they're just kind of maintaining. Like they're doing it, putting themselves in position to be a World Series contender.
To justify the exorbitant prices at Disney.
World Series or bust mentality.
But they haven't changed any rides.
Exactly.
It's still that stupid ride. They made me go on it every year, the boat. It's a small world. Can you get a worse ride than that? It's not even a ride. Do you know the ride I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Holy hell.
Everything down there is a ride.
First of all, the people that represent the world, that it's a cool concept, I'm sure, when it was introduced in 1950, whatever, they're like paper mache.
Can we get some animatronics?
That's what I'm saying. Remember the old, like, Rudolph and, like, those claymations?
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Frosty
like,
the Snowman.
70s. Yeah, of course. That stuff.
I don't want to be an elf. I want to be a dentist.
So you hate that ride so much, BT, but now just imagine getting stuck on it towards the end and sitting there for an hour with that song playing over and over and over. I have two people that told me they've been stuck on that and they've had hard. They won't go back on the ride.
At least there's AC. But what if you have to go to the bathroom?
Mm.
That's just water right next.
There is a lot of water. I'm sure they haven't cleaned it in a while. So I guess you do what you got to do. I don't know what the solution is. 877-337-6666. We'll start getting to the Mets as well. This is why you have your two aces. In the event that something goes awry, and it's gone a little awry the last two games, now you come back with the hammers. We'll get to that coming up. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.